This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Telecommunications company WorldCom declared bankruptcy last year following an enormous accounting scandal. The company acknowledged that it had misstated earnings by at least $9 billion by counting operating costs as business expenses. It also provided huge personal loans to Chairman Bernard Ebbers. The company has now reclaimed the name MCI and is trying to rebuild its reputation. As part of that effort, the company has hired its first ethics officer. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
It's safe to say that in the old days, MCI was not a company that emphasized business ethics. Former Chairman Bernard Ebbers reportedly once said that drawing up an employee code of conduct would be a colossal waste of time. Nobody at MCI talks that way anymore. At an MCI office in downtown Washington, 30 to 40 employees are gathering in a conference room. The walls are festooned with posters listing MCI's new guiding principles, little nostrums such as avoid conflict of interest and uphold the law. Moving through the crowd is Nancy Higgins. Higgins is MCI's ethics officer, hired away from Lockheed Martin in October as part of new CEO Michael Capellas's stated plan to turn the scandal-plagued MCI into a paragon of corporate virtue. At the time, MCI's recovery was hitting some snags. The government had barred it from getting federal contracts, citing in part its lack of an ethics training program. Higgins tells employees something they already know. Cleaning up its reputation is critical for MCI.
Any one of our 55,000 employees has the capability of doing something that's going to tarnish that reputation that all of us work so hard to build. And I think we'll all agree that MCI can't afford to make any mistakes. We're not going to get a second chance.
Higgins talks about an anonymous hotline MCI has set up. Employees can use it to ask questions about company rules or report fraud. Using pie charts on an overhead projector, she says the hotline took in 400 calls in October alone. One person called to report that his manager was trying to get his employees to skew their sales figures.
The employees refused to participate, and management was so impressed with the courage of that employee for coming forward and raising the issue that employee actually ended up getting a promotion.
Higgins says one MCI employee was turned in for stomping on his computer hard drive and dipping it in coffee. He wanted to disguise the fact that he was stealing confidential information to take to a new job. In addition to the hotline, MCI also requires everyone at the company, including senior executives, to attend classes where they discuss ethics. One woman raises her hand to complain that she had to attend the course with her supervisor.
I think all of us put having a job at the very top of what we need these days, particularly in the telecom world. So I would certainly be reticent about disagreeing with anything that my manager stated.
A woman from the legal department says she thinks the ethics training should address problems faced by lawyers. The woman, Anita O'Donovich, says she's trying to reconcile MCI's new emphasis on ethics with her own obligation to protect the company's interests. As the meeting ends, she stops to elaborate.
I mean, under my code, I'm supposed to zealously represent, but is the company saying, we don't want that anymore. We want you to dial back and think of the company values. And it's basically to know where the line is now.
Higgins replies that if employees are unsure where to draw the line on an ethics question, they should err on the side of doing the right thing. To some critics, MCI's posters and ethics training classes are little more than a showy attempt to get back in regulators' and investors' good graces.
Right now, they're in effect on probation. In fact, literally on probation insofar as the government has suspended them from new government contracts. And they have a heavy burden to show to the government that they have, in fact, cleaned up their act.
Ken Bohm of the watchdog group, the National Legal and Policy Center, says programs like this probably don't hurt anything, but he's skeptical that ethics programs can do much to prevent the kind of massive fraud seen at WorldCom and elsewhere.
If you look at all of the major scandals that have taken place, say, in the last 3 or 4 years, corporate scandals, for the most part, they weren't scandals involving lower level or even middle management people. There were people at the top who had tremendous financial motivations to do what they did. And I doubt an ethics lecture by an ethics officer at a corporation would have deflected them from what they planned to do.
Nancy Higgins doesn't disagree with that, but she does believe that talking about ethics is important anyway, because it helps set a tone at the company. She says it may give low-level employees the confidence to say no when they're asked to do something wrong, and it helps everyone understand what kind of behavior is allowed. Moreover, this program is only one part of a broader reform effort at MCI. The company remains under the scrutiny of the bankruptcy court, which has appointed a monitor to oversee its operations. MCI says it's very much a new company, one that is trying to put its sordid past behind it, and a lot of people are watching to make sure that's true. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.